For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Logan Miller. I'm joined here today by Kimberly Thewison, who is an online instructor evaluator for the school. So you are giving this week's devotional, which is super exciting. I do have a really quick question about, just to start us off here. So your talk is about the importance of working to return to heaven and what we need to do to reach that doorway. What inspired you to give an address about this?
I think the initial inspiration came from an experience I had when I was in my mid-20s. I had returned home to Salt Lake City from college, and I had an experience one night that I will tell about in my talk. And that experience kind of led me to some insights that really built the foundational elements of the talk. I initially didn't know if I should include that story as part of my talk. I brainstormed a lot of ideas. I had thought about using the story, and then I kind of tossed it out, and then it just kept coming back to me. And so I decided that I was going to use the story, and that's really where the talk started to develop from that idea.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that story. Can you walk me through that night again and tell me about the experience that you had and what it felt like to see that?
Yes, I'd be glad to. So I was working downtown. I was working across the street from Temple Square. And I came out the front door of my office building and saw a man sitting there on the sidewalk holding a sign. And the sign just really resonated with me. It said, "Need help to get home. God bless." And I saw the sign and the man sitting there, and the temple was directly behind him, just lit up and bright. And it just connected in my mind the earthly needs that we have, but also the heavenly need that we have to return home to our Father in heaven. And that experience happened 25 years ago, but it has stayed with me ever since. And I have thought about that often and how we all have a need to get home.
Awesome. So moving on, I read through your talk before jumping into this interview, and I read one statement that you said that I really enjoyed, which was, "The heavens are open, but they might as well be closed if we don't look up and receive what the Lord is sharing." Kind of elaborate on what that sentence means to you.
Yeah, I have just really been intrigued with President Nelson and the celebration of the 200 years since the Restoration, and the all of the focus on how much our Father in Heaven is willing to give us through personal revelation, and how much He is doing for the church, and how much He is doing to help us move the work of the church forward and move His work forward to prepare for the second coming. And it just it's just amazing to me how willing our Father in Heaven is to give us what we need and to share knowledge and light and truth with us. And yet I think so often we get just kind of doing our daily things. You know, we do our work and our family and our activities and everything that we just normally do. And we don't realize how many additional blessings or how much additional knowledge is available to us. And so if we're not using that, if we're not looking up, if we're not seeking revelation or seeking guidance from our Father in Heaven, it might as well not be there if we're not using it. So I think it's really important that we recognize how much is available and seek guidance from our Father in Heaven to use what He's willing to give us.
Yeah, that's really cool. That kind of leads me into the other part of this talk that I really enjoyed, was when you quoted President Nelson, where he says that the Lord is willing to reveal His mind and His will, which is so cool. And I kind of want to ask you how important you think that is, and how you've seen that influence, that willingness to give us, you know, his thoughts, his things like that. How that has influenced you in your life.
Yeah, and that quote was just so powerful. As I was reviewing President Nelson's talks to prepare my talk, I found that quote, and that was just really stunning to me to think that our Father in Heaven is just, he just wants to share with us. It's not even that light and truth are available. It's that he wants us to receive the light and truth and knowledge that he has. And I think President Nelson has done such a good job with, you know, reiterating to us that our Father in Heaven wants to have communication with us, and that he wants to share with us, and that we have this gift of personal revelation to be able to seek whatever it is we need in order to do the work that he wants us to do, as well as to make our lives happier, or, you know, whatever it is that we need. So that the influence that has had on me is to make me, it makes me turn to the Lord more and in more focused and specific ways. I think I try more to, I try harder to find out what the Lord wants me to do. I spend more time on my knees. I seek his guidance and counsel more. I think it helps me try to understand better, you know, that I don't have to do all of these things alone, that the Lord is really willing to help me when I feel like I need help.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you've kind of talked about it already and how important personal revelation is. And you do stress that a lot in your talk. And mm-hmm. I want to ask, how can we use personal revelation to better ourselves?
I think in any way you can possibly think of to use it, really. You know, we learn in the scriptures that we should seek help with our flocks and our fields and our, you know, anything that we can pray over, we can pray over. And, you know, what are our modern day flocks and fields, and what are the things that we could possibly use help with? You know, it's literally everything from the moment we get up in the morning until we go to bed at night. And I think our Father in Heaven is willing to give us guidance in every area of our life. And I think that anything that we struggle with or question, or, you know, anything that perplexes us really, or anything that we even want to be able to do better, maybe it's not even something that is perplexing, maybe it's something that we just want to improve. You know, we have the not just the redeeming power of the atonement of Jesus Christ, but we have the enabling power as well. And so we can be enabled to do things better. We can become better, you know, better sons and daughters, better siblings, better employees, better parents, better friends, better ministers, whatever it is. I think we can seek personal revelation to not only solve the problems that we have or receive guidance when we need it, but also to become better people and to draw closer to Christ and to become more like him. And I think personal revelation is a key tool that we can use to really find out the will of the Lord in our life and to receive whatever it is that he's willing to share with us.
So, in this day and age where we're at currently, I feel like what we need to hear from the Lord is probably the most important time than any to hear that. And you do talk a little bit in your talk about how you have made an effort and kind of given examples of how you've given yourself time throughout your day to give yourself time to really listen for the Lord's word in your life and listening to what he wants you to do. But what would you say to someone who's maybe having a little bit more of a difficult time trying to find that personal revelation, and maybe some other ways that they can go about receiving that?
I would say that one of the key things to that is to put in the effort to learn how to receive personal revelation, to learn how the Lord wants to speak to you, to learn how the Spirit communicates with you. I have wondered since I was very young how the Spirit speaks to me. And when I was young, you know, young child and teenager and in college, I would think, is that the Spirit communicating to me? I don't really know how this works, you know. And so it's been something that I've actually worked at, and it does improve with practice. It really does. And as we work at learning how the Spirit communicates with us, we get better at it, I think, and we understand better how to receive those messages from our Father in Heaven. And I would just say, keep trying, keep persisting. Write down the things that you feel the Spirit is communicating to you. Just President Nelson has said that. And just really practice and trust. Trust that the Spirit is speaking to you. Elder Bednar has said, and this is not in my talk, but he has said that we sometimes make it too difficult, and that we need to understand that if we're living a good life and, you know, seeking the Spirit, that it will work. And I think we need to trust the Lord that He is willing to speak to us, and we need to just work at it and learn how it is, how it works with us.
I kind of want to follow up on that really quick, and you don't have to say details really, but when was that moment where you realized that you knew how the Lord was communicating with you? I mean, obviously it's different for everybody, you know, because sometimes people would experience it in different ways. But when was that moment where you realized that you knew how the Lord was communicating with you, and how did that make you feel?
I can't really think of one specific time, but I remember, you know, years ago, as I was still questioning, you know, is that the Spirit? Is it me? But I would feel, you know, this kind of, I'd pray about something and I would get a feeling that just kind of overwhelmed me. You know, this feeling in my chest, this kind of feeling of light, and I would think, is that the Spirit? And then I decided to stop questioning it, and I decided to start thinking, that is the Spirit, because that feeling is not something that I usually make myself feel, you know? And so I kind of just started trusting it. And it was probably, I don't know, I was probably in my late 20s or so when I started really trusting that feeling. And then over time, every time I felt what I thought was the Spirit, I decided to quit questioning. And I decided to look at it and say, okay, is this something that is true? Or is this something that the Lord would want me to feel a confirmation of the Spirit on? And if so, then I just went ahead and trusted it. And over time, I have become better at recognizing it, to the point that now it's not as overwhelming, but I can still feel it, and I can still recognize it, and I can still trust it. And usually I will just say a little prayer of thank you, you know, thank you, Father, for this confirmation. And I, you know, as I prepared my talk, I was so amazed. You know, we were told that we would receive blessings from the Spirit as we prepared our talk, and I did. I would receive a confirmation as I would finish a paragraph or something, and that was amazing. And so I think it's just been kind of over time, but I think it was at that point where I just decided to quit questioning and to trust that the Lord was giving me what I was seeking, and that's where I started being able to discern it better.
Last question for you. If there was one thing that you would want someone who's listening to your talk to get from it, what would it be?
I would want them to feel the love of the Lord, to feel the love of our Father in Heaven, and all of the blessings that He has given us and all of the blessings that He has provided for us, so that we can live our lives happily here on earth, and so that we can return to live with Him again. He truly has blessed us, and He truly does love us.
All right. Thank you so much for spending the time to talk with me about your talk. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.